We're going live. You just stole my pillow.
She just stole my pillow. Anyway, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well. It's a little bit later. Kids are here. Getting ready to camp. Dog's here. Everyone's here. Anyway, what are we talking about today? So today I want to talk about tinkering a CI/CD. And I'm going to draw something on the board. We spend all this money on the final integration phase of software, but is that really what we're supposed to be spending our time and effort on? We'll talk about that. I think it's the wrong thing. I think it's a good thing, but I think it's the wrong emphasis. We'll talk about that. Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours to get that value to the customer, and get home to family and friends so you can have fun, build relationships, become a better, diverse, well-rounded person, and have a little fun. So, Greg, what am I talking about? The biggest thing in Agile is to have automatic testing and all that, and I totally agree. The difference between automatic testing and CI/CD and this DevOps model that everyone's doing. So, everybody, DevOps is different from automated testing. Automated testing is the ability to test stuff that you've done in the past repeatedly without having to manually do it. And there's a lot of cost savings there because instead of testers doing just old stuff, they're doing more new stuff and paying more brain power on the new stuff. But here's what I'm getting at. Why am I saying focus on this DevOps CI/CD is the not the value add to the customer, though it is a good thing, but it's not where the value is. So if we were to take a timeline, over time, I'm probably going to draw a Gantt chart and hopefully I don't offend all those Agile people, but we'll see. So we're going to start here. This is release. This is the release date, right? Ta-da. So we're trying to get it where we can push code from different layers to release, okay? So let's say we have a pre-production. So we have pre-production all the way over here to the right-hand side of time and there. So we're looking to make this a couple minutes, right? So maybe 30-minute push, right? 30-minute push before it would take a day, right? So maybe 1 to 2 days. Problem is, it's all the approvals associated with it. And I don't know if you're going to get rid of that, but, you got to get those approvals. And then let's say there's a little testing period. Maybe there's some integration testing. Integration. Maybe that's 2 weeks. Okay. I'll just put a sprint 2 weeks. Now, do I believe in that integration testing ways? No, I don't. I think as you build software, you should be integrating as you go. And you should have a better understanding. And it really shouldn't take 2 weeks. And if you have automated testing, that integration shouldn't take very long at all. But most don't. Okay. Then we're going to talk about developing code. Ooh, we have a sprint. We have a sprint. 2 weeks. Developing. So in that 2 week sprint, we're developing code, right? Now, when I go to these meetings, right, people want to develop work 6 months to 2 years out. So, if I were to do the math, and I will do it on my phone because this is raw. So, what percentage so if we're saying the whole process for stuff is like for new code, let's say 2 years or 6 months. That is 6 months. How much is 2 weeks? 2 weeks, that's 1 month and 30 minutes or 2 days. So that's 1 month out of six. So, if we were to do the math, Ed, what's 1 out of 6?
It's like 15%, right? So 1 out of 6 is 15%.
So we're spending all this time and effort on this last 15%. So let's say, let's be nice. Let's be nice and say it's not 6 months. But I would say it is 6 months total, okay? And it's not this on top of that. But let's say it's this 6 months. Let's say it's a six-month time frame. Right? So this is 15%. All the way to here. It's 15%. So everything from dev on is only 15% of a six-month development cycle. I think we're spending all our time on the wrong thing. And it's actually longer than this, but we'll just go with that, right? So this 15%, we're spending all this money, all this effort, architecture. How do we get this stuff to roll from one to another? When really, it's the work that we're getting, the value we want to give the customer. This should not be 6 months. This should be 2 weeks. Okay? If that was 2 weeks, then that time frame makes sense. But if you're spending 6 months to develop what you want to deliver to your customer or longer, because I've seen things, I've heard plans. We want to plan what we want to launch out in the next 2 or 3 years. I'm like, what? 2 or 3 years? You don't even know what the heck you're doing tomorrow. But they should do it differently. And just a little side note, they shouldn't try to figure out what the work is. They just say, hey, we want to make a 10% growth or 20% growth next year. Then that is your goal. Then as you work, figure out what value can we give to the customer to get them to buy our product more often every month, right? So every month, now this is where all this would come in. If we would get our business people and the people who write the stories to get us, you got less than a month to figure out what you want to release every month, then this makes sense. So the goal needs to be 1 month. This is what we want to try. And the reason why you want to do it, you want to get it into the customer's hands to try it out and get the feedback. You don't want to say, what's developed for this? No, no, no. Get stuff out in the customer's hands. Find out whether or not they like it. If they like it, then you can blow it up, make it super duper like high performing kind of thing. But you need to do less than 1 month. And this pen is not good. Maybe this green pen will work. Let's see. It's not too good. 1 month. Less than 1 month for stories. So, if this is a month to develop what your product is you're going to do, right? Then this makes sense because this is a month. So that's 50% of your time now. Now this really makes sense, right? You want to get rapid deployment of ideas in the customer's hand and get that growth going. That's how you make the money. It isn't by planning. We're going to release this thing 2 years out. That's not how you make money. That's just putzing around. Less than a month. I got an idea. I think we can make some money. Got some concepts. Didn't do some elaborate study whether or not we can do it. Let's just code it and get it out. And then this 1 month cycle for the DevOps model makes sense to invest in, right? And still, we're only talking this 30-minute, two-day activity. It's still like a little tiny piece of the puzzle. People don't get that. This, we need to spend more agile time on the business side. This is business. We're spending our time in the wrong part. Yes, it's great that everyone works together as a team. That is all valuable. How you build a really good product, that's all valuable because that cuts our costs down in the future. It from an operating supporting cost, right? That cuts it down. But business taking 6 months plus to figure out what we want to give to the customer is killing us, right? So I just wanted to share that with you. This is how we should be thinking. Agile coaches and scrum masters and all should be working with the business people to get those stories out. So we can develop, and then we should turn around in less than 2 weeks. And that 2 weeks should really include all this, be honest with you, but But right now it's like 4 weeks to a month or something. But bigger companies like Facebook, it's within a couple of days, right? So at least that's what they say. I don't know. But this is where the Agile stuff is. This is where the OKRs last. OKRs are a quarter, not a year, right? Your goal is just like, hey, let's make some money. It's not what we're going to do and what you should do every month, figure out a new way of getting new product to the customer. That's what I wanted to share. I was thinking about that over the weekend because everyone's pushing, you know, CICD and how this is the greatest thing. I'm like, yeah, but you're still taking 6 months to figure out what the hell you want to build, which is way too long. Anyway, ring the bell once, twice. If you like your show, give us a thumbs up, please, if you like the show. Share with your friends and wish you all a good day. And again, thanks for all the podcasts. We got a new high for July as far as podcasts, plays and downloads and stuff like that. So we're on a good pace to, we want to be a couple thousand a month. We'll see if we get there. Anyway, I want to thank you all for joining us and sharing. Take care. Bye. And happy scrumming. See ya.